Welcome to the 2011 London International Mime Festival, and to this discussion following the performance of Du Goudron et des Plumes by Compagnie MPTA, Mathurin Bolzer, from France. This session is being recorded for broadcast by theatrevoice.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mathurin Bolzer, the creator of this show. My name's Dick McCaw from the Mime Festival, and I'm here to chair this discussion, which will finish in about 20 minutes. You'll see we have microphones and you don't. That means that you say the question once I've pointed at you, and please make it a question rather than a statement, and then we'll try and answer it. How's your English now? Great, good. Okay, so there might be a bit of translation involved. And this talk's going to be recorded for theatrevoice.com. Theatrevoice.com. So it'll be streamed later on. That's why I repeat the questions so that they get recorded. Right, but let me start. This is your third time in the Mime Festival. First was Fenêtre in Laban. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the fourth time. No, this time.
Start as you mean to go on. Make a good mistake. Fenêtre was the most. First one. When we did the post-show discussion, I said, "So, what was your point of departure?" Oh.
Oh, great! Tommy's there.
Sorry, the show was quite delightful.
This, I believe, is Tom.
I'm Tom.
Tom, I'm Dick.
Hello, I'm Dick.
Hey. So Tom, I was just saying, when Mathurin first came to the Mime Festival, I asked him, after he'd done Fenêtre, "So what was your point of departure?" And Mathurin replied, "Well, I was really interested in seeing what it would like to live in a house without gravity." Because he had this trampoline inside this house, and it was one of the most poetic replies I've ever had to a question. And I know it's the kids' question, where did it all start from, but could I ask the same question again?
When I started this adventure, this journey, this travel, it was with a book with Of Mice and Men,
mm-hmm. by Steinbeck.
Yeah. But it was just the departure, and then everything, like in a space
spaceship.
It's like the petrol. You burn everything, and then you are up. But what was based? We started with something that now disappeared. Oh, great!
Patricia.
Marussia.
Marussia.
And so, with these two characters, one was a little bit unstable, crazy, and I thought to materialize,
to make concrete, to make real.
I needed to have a floor unstable, mm-hmm. like his mind. And so I started with that. But we are not two, and it's not Lenny, I'm not George. And we started to build this object, this spaceship or this boat or this
land,
yes. And we meet together with Marussia, Tom, Tyriac, and Erwan, step by step after workshops. And we decided to start this this project together, with few ideas, like a small humanity. Maybe we are the five continents on this land, on Earth, and we managed to invent the time, the days, the possibilities to grow or to go higher like when we are all together in the same movement, and then we reach the
climax.
The climax. That was maybe a point of departure, but there is other too. Secret.
Okay, it's now your turn. If you put your hand up, I will try and remember where you are, and then get your questions. So during the rehearsals, did you have a thing like that from the beginning that was swinging? How did you rehearse for the swinging earth? Do you want to do it, Tom?
Well, from the very beginning, we had it wasn't exactly that one, but it was a sort of prototype. And yeah, so we started to learn how it would be, you know, to swing like that and to feel how the movements and the body reacts according to the swing. So yeah, we started from the very beginning because it was Mathurin's idea to have always. It's also the departure of the project, this sort of ceiling, land, earth, well, or what he said. So we needed this particular land, Earth, to find all what we could find today. But of course,
maybe it's like in circus. You know, you practice on a discipline. It can be juggling or acrobatics with springboard or anything. And this was the beginning, like. We had to practice on this object since the early beginning.
Yeah, to get used to it and to.
I think we're ready for the next question.
At what stage of development did you construct the soundtrack?
Want to reply, Marussia?
Also from the very beginning, I would say. Because we had two person working on the music, which is Jérôme Fèvre and Philippe Foch. Philippe Foch is a drummer, and Jérôme Fèvre works more on the computers and samples and things like this. And from the very beginning also, they were with us on stage to feel the music together, to carry us in a sort of way, yeah.
And we carry them
too. Yeah, it was a sort of
improvisation.
It was always answering each other like this, like they were doing a sort of music that would be, you know, very strong, and we would go like this, and otherwise we could also make something very quiet, and in the contrary, they could also be really at deep ends like this, far ends. So it was also from the very beginning because we like, you know, to respond always like this.
Erwan.
This is Erwan.
Thank you, Tom.
Erwan Larcher.
Okay, I've got a question right over there.
Hello.
So if I can summarize that question for you, Mathurin, once you've decided on the technique, on the thing that you're going to work with, how do you reconcile that with the dramaturgical ideas that you have, of the thing that you want to say, let's say? How do those two things work together?
I think you put your body in a state and this state can make this object move, and sometimes you make this object move, and then after you feel something. So it's a question-answer, always balancing between an idea and a feeling. And step by step, on the first rehearsals, I felt that I needed some steps, some landscape, I could say, stable on the floor, small balance, then like flats or cloud, or and then at the top. And I had the feeling that it was not possible to make a yo-yo like that, to choose to be high, then down, then a little bit in the middle, then down again. So for me, it was like a parable. It should start from the floor and then increase and grow and then go down again. And I would have liked to imagine that the first image, when the structure come down, could be the last one, and then two other guys that you don't have seen could come again and start again the same show, like if after movements, then everything has to be built again. For different reasons, we decided that we needed to be on the floor first, just to, if we fall, or if, because we are on the floor a few times, it was necessary to give that it's not something forbidden. And then maybe I answer a bit.
I think you've done brilliantly. Are you happy?
Yes.
Excellent. He's happy. So how long did it take you to make the piece, and were there some struggles along the way? Anybody can answer this.
Do you want to speak in the microphone in English?
I try. I think I understand a little bit what you are saying. It's about the during of the preparation. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we're just getting a little bit of precision from the floor. So while you were going on, were there things that you came unstuck on? Did you have barriers you had to cross? Uh-huh. D'abord, c'est une question très simple.
Ouais.
Combien de temps?
How much time?
How much time did it take?
4 months, and reparting in 1 year. And the year before, Mathurin did some workshop with searching something. And
for me, it was 2 years.
Yeah. And the complete stuff was together on the second month, because Erwan joined us second month, and yeah.
That's why you move.
Give us one thing that was quite difficult to overcome. One problem that was quite difficult to overcome. Nothing. It was all plain sailing. I've got you. Well, maybe we'll come back to that very interesting question when they've had time to think of those awful problems, or maybe they don't want to visit them again.
Do you think that the performance is continuing to evolve? It's not stopped, it's continuing to change. And is it changing your story?
As you perform the piece, does it continue to evolve? And if it does continue to evolve, does it change the story?
We try to find the same timings and the same movements. But because it's something moving, and when Tom is hanging to the lamp over something hanging, it's really hard to be each time the same. So we have a few movements inside une écriture, in a writing, that we manage to be always the same. But we have had many accidents, I could say, with lamps or with the paper or with... So we try to be really precise, and sometimes it happened that we are a little bit on the wrong or on another way. But I hope the writing is always the same, and we manage to keep it. When it's moving too much, we try to work on that.
You there? So a question about the cast. Did you all come together, or how did you come together? Are you a fixed company?
So the company is Mathurin's company, which is called MPTA, the feet, the hands and the head also. It means les mains, les pieds et la tête aussi. So no, it was for this precise show that he invited us to come, and on all his first shows, it was always a different staff or crew, team. yeah, it's always changing. I don't know if it's his point also to make it evolve all the time, but yeah, it was different team. And there's Marussia, Erwan and Tyriac, the other guy who's not there, they are also working on another show right now. And there's also another fourth girl with it. And it's another company. So it means that we in the show are also working on different companies. And I'm also in another company. So it's moving all the time. Next question.
There's a question over here, and I'm afraid to say, I think that's the last one. If my boss is anywhere and she signals to me we can have another 5 minutes, then no waving arms, you may ask your questions. If she says no, then it's no.
I want to know something about your ideas about love and hate and intimacy and violence.
Well, no big thing, Mathurin. Would you like to speak about love and hate and violence in this piece?
I hope the piece speak for me, because no, if it's a kind of metaphor for me, you can read what you want. But for me, it was an occasion with these five people, this small humanity, to approach them and to see how they fight, how they love each other, how they help each other. And I don't have more to say than what you've seen, I think.
Which is just as well, really, because I've been told that's it. We've got to clear the building. So thank you so much for staying over. Thank you, Mathurin,
thank you
for your show, Tom, for your translations. Thank you.